You want to be seen, you want to be known as different. So many times this sort of filters into the church that we need to have a good mission and a good purpose and redevelop some things and make sure that we're at a competitive advantage and that we are in a niche and that we have all these things in line, and yet there is one mission of Christ in the world today. It's the reconciliation of man to himself. And the purpose of every church is that we would be the testimony of light, right? That we would be the instrumentation, the actual conduit of God's grace in the world today. That is evident even in our conversations. That's evident in what's happening here. That our testimony time is surrounding the impact that we're having in the community. This is not something that we had to convince Jesus of. It's not something that we had to say, well, we want to be unique and we want to be a testimony and we want to be expressive of God's character and see lost people come to him. So we need to convince Jesus that we're the place that needs to have that happen. We join in the church, the capital C church, around the world, being the testimony of God's grace. That people would come to an understanding that he is the way, that he is the truth, that he is the life, and that there's no other name given unto man under earth by which we must be saved. And so that is our mission, that is our purpose. We join Christ in the mission to make disciples, to make Jesus learners, to make Jesus followers, however you want to look at that. Matthew 28, 18 through 20. It's a great commission. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." All authority. Every resource that is in the heavenlies have been given to Jesus, and he's given them to us. Why? That we would go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. This is not a 10-year journey. This is not a 20-year journey. This is not another program that we're going to do for a little while and then see how that works and see if we got enough more people coming and if our budget's healthy No. This is the great commission that God has given us to go into all the world making disciples, making Jesus learners. We have that by the power of the Spirit. Acts 1:8. "But you will receive power, and the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the utter ends of the world." The power of the Holy Spirit is our resource, not only motivating us, but empowering us that when we open our mouths, we don't speak. That when we open our mouths, we do not do the speaking. We cannot see into the heart of the person that we are ministering to. We cannot identify with people the way Jesus does. He sees their inner workings. He sees their attitudes, their motives. He knows their experiences. He knows their history. He knows their scars. He knows their baggages. He knows what he's doing in their lives, cultivating them into relationship, drawing them near. It's the Holy Spirit that convicts the world. And then it's Jesus that draws them in, right? That's God's doing. We sit in the midst of that. We don't stand back and are bystanders of what's going on. We're in the midst of that. That is God's call. That's God's purpose and his mission in our life. So let's bring that to here. That is our mission. And we talk a lot about, well, you see us talk about church planting. And we take Acts 1:8, that we will have an input, an investment, our focus, whatever you want to say, surrounding what God's doing all over the world. Not only here, not only in our neighborhoods, not in our communities, not only in our schools, not only in our businesses, but we get to have a hand in God making disciples, This is the multiplication piece that we have been given a birthright in. That is us. That is not something that God only gives to some of these churches and then they grow in number and then everything's blessed. Numbers are fine. Our birthright is multiplication. Our birthright is multiplying ourselves. Our birthright is bringing people along as Jesus' followers, teaching them to obey his commands. What did Jesus say? If you love me, you obey my commands. He's not a harsh overlord that's wanting to ruin your life. His commands are gentle. He says, my burden's light, my yoke's easy. That's what we do. And in the midst of that, then we learn and grow from one another. It's what Ken was sharing about our open group, our small group. But we engage with one another in relationships that we can be unified in this. That's the leading structure that we have here. I grow immensely from the guys that sit around and the gals that sit around this body, and they speak into my life. It's with a heavy heart that I have to tell you that we will not be moving on with your leadership group, with our leadership group. We have been asked to take a position. It's really hard for me. In a district in the Ohio Valley. And so this is not going to be immediate. It's not something that Susan and I have been longing for and looking for. In fact, we are very content here, and we are very loved here, and we love everyone here, and the things that are going on here, we want to be a part of, because God's moving. I mean, listen to what's going on around here. God is moving, and it pains us that God has asked us to go. I feel like Philip. I remember when we were going through the book of Acts, and Philip was moving along with everybody else heading to Jerusalem because God was moving and people were coming into relationship with him. And God said, Philip, stop. I want you to go down this desert road. I want you to move this way. When everybody else is going that way, I want you to move down this way. Not knowing there would be an Ethiopian at the end of that trail. I have no idea what's the end of our trail. But we are confident that God has asked us to not go with everyone moving in the direction here. I know this is news. I know this is going to bring up questions. And we want to obviously answer whatever we can. But I feel also like Abram when he said, all right, I want you to go. Where, God? What do you want us to do? I'll tell you when you get there. This is a, it's not going to happen until July 1st. But you're my family, and typical church would be we would not let you know until the week before or 2 weeks before. I've never looked at this as an employer-employee relationship. You're my family. And I could not walk through this without you. So there's going to be, Ben, why don't you come on up? There's going to be a process, just like everything else. We are submitted to, I would tell you, we're submitted to a district that loves us and that I fully trust and place myself in submission under. And so Ben's going to talk just a little bit about maybe some transitional things. And then, I lost you. Now what? And then the elders are going to come up and we'll field whatever questions that you have. Maybe it's not now that you're going to have questions. You'll have questions later. But Ben?
We definitely appreciate you, Brian, and what you bring to the table. as he touched on a little bit of the lateral leadership, that we don't believe that it's one person at the head of the church that's the boss, that's doing all of the work, but that Brian has brought along elders, leaders, pastors, that it's not just a one-man show, but it's a team. And I'm very thankful for that. We're positioned well for this, that the church has a strong vision, a purpose, and values, that we're not left in the cold, not left in the dust, but that we can continue on because God is with us and because we have a strong team. I'm thankful, Brian, for just calling us outside of the four walls of the church, that you've networked us with other people in Fort Wayne. You've called us with that apostolic gifting to look, what does it look like to partner with India? What does it look like to partner with Africa, that big capital C church? As we walk through this transition, the district and ACC have the same vision and values. So they're going to be walking alongside us hand in hand. That both ACC and the district believe that, one, that lateral leadership piece, that leadership is multiple, it's diverse, that we are called to be ambassadors to the lost, that we are called to be good stewards, that we're supposed to be generous with our time, talent, and treasure. All of these things will sound familiar, and it's the same thing that the district is calling all the churches in the district to. And also that we would walk in the Spirit, that the Spirit empowers believers, that they would walk out the spiritual gifts, the functions of the Spirit, and that we would see the fruit of the Spirit in all believers. So with the district and with ACC all kind of united in that front, we're positioned well for this change. They want to stoke the flames. They want us to continue in our current pursuit of our vision and values. They want us to reach the lost of Fort Wayne. They want us to build each believer up, that each believer would be a part of this body as a whole. So with that being said, we have a strong leadership in place, being united in vision and values, and going in the right direction. Both the elders and the district both think it's right and good that Lance would be the first candidate of this process, that he would be looked at as the first candidate as the lead pastor. So the Stivers want to make sure that God's will would be done in ACC and their family. So we want to walk out that full process with them to make sure that that is God's will and that is God's plan, that we want his will and his plan, and so we submit to him. If I could have the elders and Brian and Lance come up. The elders are going to lead a time of question and answer, and we know that this is kind of all of a sudden. So if you can't think of your question now, we're here to answer any questions moving forward. But we wanted to give you a chance to respond, and if something wasn't clear, you can ask it at this time, and we'll be glad to help you in that.
I sort of rushed through that because I have a deep love for all of you, and so I'm trying to just go through it and not look at you, honestly. But we'll be moving to Kentucky, Lexington, Kentucky. It's going to be a totally different culture than I've ever experienced in my life. Bernie's laughing at me. But we'll be moving. I would guess, my first day is July 1st, so I would guess we move sometime in that June time frame. It's an assistant DS role, so that's sort of being ironed out. The gentleman who's asked me to come on staff has been there since August. And like our district has, I think, like 7 total staff people. He was the first one, and he hired an administrative assistant. So I think my role is going to be very pliable at first, and we're going to try to feel each things out, and there's just an overwhelming of workload, I'm sure, that's going to happen. So,
but it's a district superintendent, assistant district superintendent position. Yeah. It's not another church that you're going to. You won't be pastoring. You'll be pastoring churches, basically, and church planting. So, and hopefully coming this way every once in a while. The
districts are side by side, and we are a part of the same region. So, you know, I was in Chicago like 3 weeks straight this past week, and 2 weeks ago was with the regional planting multiplication team. So, yeah, I mean, there's going to be some Our paths are crossing. They got me. They wanted me because of my grammatical excellence and the way I can grab words out of nowhere.
Any other questions?
Because Brian has given us more than 2 weeks advance notice on his departure, we will certainly have a Sunday where we will celebrate what God has done in the Scott family with us, and so that certainly will be coming. And I just wanted to say that so that you didn't feel any pressure at all to say, now's my last chance to get it. No, we have plenty of time to do that. But figuring out how this is going to work is I'm not looking forward to it. Because, you know, we're all losing a friend, we're losing a mentor, we're losing a brother and a sister and a family in Christ. And so God is good.
We know what the Scotts have meant to us here, and it's exciting to think that they're stepping out in obedience to see what God has for them in this new area and in this new position. We will miss them, of course, but it is exciting to see. And the thing is we know God has something for us as well. I mean, God hasn't forgotten this congregation. He's got something for each of us and for the church as a whole. And so we'll just choose to trust in him because that's where we can place our trust.
Amen. Amen. Did you have something you wanted to share? Okay. So go ahead. All right. I think it was last September when Brian first shared with the elders that he might be leaving and that he was talking with Ohio Valley. And it was a shock. And but we didn't know for sure. And so we just began to pray about it. And I think it was just confirmed in January, actually, that the funding was there and that he was going to be moving on. And then we started to talk to district about what was going to happen. So I think, you know, we just feel a sense of peace about that the Lord is leading and guiding this. And we're just so thankful that Brian and his family has been here. And Pastor Brian has provided some wonderful leadership to us to see this body grow and come together. We have a loving, supportive fellowship here. We have good leaders here. And so we're so thankful for that and so thankful to you, Brian. So I would solicit your prayers just that you'd remember to give thanks to God for his faithfulness to us here at ACC. Remember to pray for Brian and Susan and their family as they prepare to move on to their new calling. Pray for the elders as we select a new pastor and as we go through that process. Pray for our next pastor. And pray for our body. Continue to pray for the body that's here. That's one of the neat things that I've seen here is that we have a strong prayer fellowship for each other here. It's just so neat to see that love. And it was one of the things that brought Deb and I here was to see the love among the members. It's just really wonderful. So I want to close with a couple of scriptures. Philippians 1:6 says, "And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ." And also Joshua 1:9, Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened, and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Let's just close in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time. We thank you for Pastor Brian, Lord, and for working in his life. We thank you for working in our lives, Lord, and it's your church. And Father, you've just called us to be obedient to you and to what we know. Father, go with us now. We pray your blessing on each one of us as we go. In Christ's name, amen.